So this is another FAQ boo, answering questions that people have sent by email. This one is from Michelle Cooper, who doesn't say what university she's from, but she has a website, which is michellecooper.co.uk. And Michelle is writing a dissertation on the business side of online journalism. Here's her questions. The first one is about the rising influx of citizen journalists, some of whom can write quality, coherent journalism. Do I think online journalism can sustain graduates or print-trained journalists? The simple answer is yes. I do think online journalism can sustain graduates. I think it already is. There are quite a few startups, particularly in this technology field, obviously, and also business-to-business, that are sustaining graduates and former print journalists. The big question is how long the rest of the publishing industry, how long the rest of the advertising industry will kind of catch up with that. Effectively, I think you've got the advertising industry, publishers and readers, users, moving at different paces in different ways. And the main problem for the media industry is that movement, is not knowing what standard advertising formats are, not knowing how you measure advertising success. There are no standards really compared to print and broadcasting. That's a big problem. And knowing where you get your information from and how to get that information and how people are behaving and all the rest of it. So everything's in flux, and until that all settles down, it's obviously difficult. Excuse me, opening the door. It's obviously difficult for organisations to plan and reorganise and restructure and all the rest of it. So the simple answer is yes, I think there is a future. How many journalists and what skills they're going to need are different matters. But ultimately, if media organisations can find a way to offer value to people that someone is willing to pay for, whether that's the readers themselves or advertisers, or whether it's events, or whether it's merchandising or affiliate schemes or brokerage, all of these options are there. Some are proving more successful than others online, but there is a future. So let's look at the next question. Do I think bloggers have had a negative impact on the industry? On the industry, well, yes. I don't think you could pretend otherwise, because from an industry perspective, if you are a publisher of newspapers or a broadcaster of news, then up until recently you had a relative monopoly on that, and basic economics of supply and demand, you controlled the supply of news, and that meant that you could dictate to a greater degree the price of advertising, for example. So local advertising, for example, local newspapers have had a phenomenal monopoly on local advertising for a long time, and have made phenomenal profit margins on those, really eye-watering margins for a good couple of decades. Now, the first thing to eat into that was actually direct marketing, was actually junk mail. And that's had a more significant effect on newspaper economics than is often acknowledged. If you look at the work of Robert Picard, he talks a lot about this. He's a news economist. So bloggers have had a negative effect on the industry because they have affected that monopoly. Now, that may be bad for the newspaper industry, but it's not necessarily bad for journalism. In fact, I'd argue the opposite. And I'd argue that one of the reasons people have blogged is because they were dissatisfied with the quality of journalism that they were reading, and the quantity for that matter. So I think there's a broader issue here, which is about monopoly and control over supply and demand. Junk mail is, direct marketing, direct advertising is one of the first things to affect publishing. The availability of desktop publishing also had an impact. You had new entrants into the market with desktop publishing, and as that became cheaper and as printing became cheaper, that's also affected the market. So if you're going to blame bloggers, you can blame desktop publishers, you can blame printers, you can blame junk mail marketers, you can blame anyone you want. But, you know, let's take a wider picture here. It's about journalism, really, rather than news. If you look at the way that publishers have managed their news operations, they have bled them dry for quite a long time and they've made good money out of it. They made hay while the sun shines. So, you know, if they didn't prepare for the market changing, then that, to be honest, was bad management. They should have prepared for this and they should have adapted for it. And if you look at the success stories, NME, for example, NME invested early and they've invested a lot and they've adapted to the changing environment and they have a profitable website. Now, that to some extent is an isolated case, but it's a good example of, you know, being prepared and adapting rather than trying to hold on to your monopoly. there's a great quote from Clay Shirky, which I'll probably get wrong, but it's something along the lines of, institutions will always try to preserve the problem to which they are the solution. And the problem of scarcity of information is something that most publishers have tried to maintain and still are, instead of actually trying to address the new problems and come up with new solutions.